Advances in the diagnosis and treatment of mental illnesses have made it possible for more and more young people with serious disorders to get care while they're still in high school. New problems may arise when they get to college, however. Mental health experts say many university health services are ill-prepared to deal with the number and scope of students' mental illnesses. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady reports.
A frank discussion about mental health on college campuses is long overdue, say mental health experts. A study done in the mid-1990s by a Harvard Medical School researcher shows that 39% of college students have a mental disorder in a given year. Graduate student Josh Shackman is one of those students. When he was an undergraduate at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, he first experienced mental illness.
I would be sitting in class and things just didn't seem right, and I wasn't sure what it was, and the room just would get kind of blurry and foggy, and I just had this sudden urge of danger, like something was happening to me.
Shackman says he went to a doctor who didn't diagnose his mental illness, but prescribed him anti-anxiety medication.
There was no push or no sense of urgency for me to see the psychiatrist. I saw the general practitioner, then I went to the neurologist and had electrodes all over me, who knows what. But what the part that they were missing in the end was you need to follow through and see the psychiatrist and get the diagnosis and get the proper treatment.
It wasn't until after he graduated, when he had a full-blown panic attack, that he saw a psychiatrist and was diagnosed with panic disorder and generalized anxiety disorder. Now he's back on a college campus in Atlanta as a master's student in social work, and he says his new treatment is working. Even though there has been no major study of mental illness on college campuses, researchers say that over the last 10 years, anecdotal evidence suggests there's an increase in the number of students arriving on campus with a history of mental illness. And campus mental health services aren't keeping up. According to Kay Redfield Jamison, who teaches psychiatry at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine.
20 years ago, the problems that campuses dealt with overtly anyway were kids who had, quote, existential anxiety problems. Kind of the separation anxiety. Mild depressions and so forth. Now, mental illness has always been around, and severe mental illness has always been around, but the mental health programs on campuses were set up to deal with less severe problems.
Jamison says universities need to strengthen their support systems because the onset for many major psychiatric illnesses, such as manic depression and schizophrenia, is 18 to 19 years old. Mental illness on campus usually only gets attention when a student commits suicide. A study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last year found that 1 in 10 college students had seriously considered committing suicide. Morton Silverman, a suicide researcher who directs the Student Counseling Service at the University of Chicago, says suicide is the second leading cause of death among college students, behind accidents. Silverman says many schools must be giving their students mental health support because the suicide rate on campus is half that for the same population not attending school.
I do think that most colleges and universities are attuned to the psychological needs of students and do try to address them appropriately.
A Harvard University study released in 1999 showed students were unhappy with the mental health services on campus. Students said services were hard to access and mental health offices understaffed. Sarah Hendrickson is a senior at Harvard.
For example, the dining services really make an effort to reach out to students, and they have a number of surveys, and they do responses, and they put the menus out for you to look at them. Whereas with the health services, I think there's a real feeling on campus that they don't really care. And I think it's something you learn as a freshman.
Harvard has taken some steps to address these concerns, including extending evening and urgent care hours. And this fall, Harvard hosted an unusual week-long forum on mental health issues. Marcia Samuels is assistant provost at Harvard.
Our goal here is to develop and to enhance an interwoven network of support so that if a student does need help, there are lots of resources for that student to turn to.
Sometimes the students who most need help are afraid to seek it because they're worried it will be in their school record. To get around that, Dr. Herbert Hendon, medical director of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, is working on an online survey to reach out to disturbed college students. Hendon says an online survey will allow them a level of confidentiality that a campus counseling center won't. N. Hendon says counseling centers on campus are lacking.
Very few of them are adequately staffed. I mean, they're staffed to see people a very limited number of visits because it's a fairly costly business.
N. Hendon says most schools just don't know what the scope of the problem is. To compound that, many depressed students don't ask for help because of the stigma attached to mental illness. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady in Boston.